let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Life coach Alaya Munter is a former attorney who shifted her own life into a blissful existence. In an inspiring and heartfelt guide, Bliss with All My Body, The Bravura Piece of My Life, she intertwines her personal story with a simple roadmap that guides others to realize their true self and attract happiness. Now, throughout her guidebook, Alaya gently reminds all of us to remember who we are, how great we are, how worthy we are, and most importantly, to always be ourselves. Bliss with All My Body shares personal stories and trusted guidance from a former attorney turned life coach and how to realize a life full of happiness. Alaya Munter, author of Bliss with All My Body, The Bravura Piece of My Life, is our guest on This Week in America. Alaya, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Very welcome. Warm welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
There is so much to talk about during the course of the program in your life and how you made these changes, and you've got this big smile on your face, and I really love where you are today, and we'll talk about that. What did you choose to do and not do anymore that causes such a breathtaking breakthrough in your life? What did you do? What did you decide not to do to make these changes?
I decide to be priority in my life.
Yes.
I decided to be as light as I am and not to sacrifice my lightness of being anymore. Before, I had been sacrificing my lightness of being whenever someone around me was not happy, and I went with them into the heaviness, and I decided not to do this anymore. If necessary, I went away from these people. I left many people like this.
And you talk all about that in the book.
Left me very happy, very light as I am.
You talk about that in the book, Bliss with All My Body, what you went through and that realization that this was not a fulfilling life for you. When you came to all these conclusions, your life changed, and then you decided to write the book to help others. Talk about that decision and that idea that you had to write this book, Bliss with All My Body.
It was not my idea at all. I had been journaling for all my life. I have been journaling. And someday, a friend of mine told me, you should write a book. Your transformation would be so important for others to be inspired. People that who are not that brave as you are, if they would read your story, if they could read your journals, it would help them. It would be inspiring. It would be a spark. I thought, no, I'm writing these journals for myself, to write it out of myself, and maybe one day for my daughters. But the idea was, my ear had heard the idea. And yes. 1 week later, I had the opportunity to do a webinar with Reed Tracy. Reed Tracy is the CEO of Hay House, Balboa Press, which is my editor now. And Hay House is the world's biggest editor of books for body, mind, and soul. And this webinar with Rich Tracy was excellent. We could write a few lines after this, how it was, and we were invited to write, which I did. And after this, Hay House Balboa Press called me every month. I don't exactly know why, but it appears I had written something which took their interest.
Yes.
And they called me every month to inspire me to write this book.
So
that it was important that these informations get out there. And I always kept saying, no, I don't want to write a book. Maybe I'll write a newsletter for my friends. Maybe it would be of interest for them. But Balboa Press and Hay House kept calling me. My kids were already making fun of me. Mama is calling, is talking with America for another hour now. And they were so sure that this book could inspire many people. And it was important that that readers could read it. And after half a year, I said, okay, you convinced me. If it's really of use to someone, I'm going to write it. And okay, I'm even going to write it in English. And maybe worldwide. Even this thought was far too big still.
Yes.
But it has become reality now.
Who is the book designed for? I'm thinking of people and knowing your background and what you were going through and not finding happiness. Who is the book for? Designed for other people like Alea that are going through struggles in their life? Maybe on the outside, a successful attorney, people think that you probably had it all in your life, yet something was missing. Is that who this book is designed for?
Definitely. I've already met several attorneys, women, in the U.S., who told me this was so inspiring for them. It helped them to see that there is something else. And they were so imprisoned in this masculine world, in this world of thoughts only, and no feeling.
Yes.
This book is for everyone, for men and women, who feel that there's something inside of them who wants to be born, that they are born on this planet for a reason, but they can't live it yet.
With us on the program.
Please stop, pupate, and get a butterfly. Please let yourself be a butterfly. You can't know how it will be, but it will turn out well.
And if there's any doubt in your mind, if you check the video and you go to YouTube or our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and catch the video with the program with Alea, you'll see the smile on your face and you're thinking, whatever it is she has, that's what I want, because her life really looks like it's got meaning. It's got fulfillment now. Alea Matter, our guest on the program, that's M-A-T-T-E-R. The book is Bliss With All My Body, The Bravura Piece of My Life. The book's available wherever books are sold. We'll give you that information throughout the program. You can link on directly and get information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The obvious question to people that are interested in the books, people listening to this interview that will want more information, how can we create more magic in our lives? And can reading the book actually lead us on that path?
Yes, of course it can. And there's so much more magic in our lives that we could see right now. The menu of life has so much to offer. We keep ordering a mint tea in a restaurant.
Yes.
Because we don't know that there's much more on the menu. And the same in life. We keep ordering the same things over and over again because we think in the same manner over and over again. But life has so much to offer. And reading my book will open your eyes too. I'm sure about that.
And the book is Bliss With All My Body. The author, our guest on the program tonight, Alea Matter, M-A-T-T-E-R. We'll give you information where you can get the book. It's wherever books are sold. You will find this particular book worldwide. You talk about that one of the ways, the only way we can create true happiness is from the inside out. Talk about why that's so important. It seems so simple, yet it's so effective. Talk about that principle.
Mm-hmm. You might be happy for a few seconds or for minutes or even days buying a new jacket or a new car or meeting someone. But a lasting happiness doesn't come from outside. A lasting happiness has to be cultivated inside of us and with our body. I talk about a lot about this in the book. We have to create this state of mind of bliss. Your body is like champagne in this state. It's all lightness. You know these moments where there's just bliss. And it's like training a muscle. If you cultivate this feeling without any reason out there, you can create happiness from inside out. It's easy, but it takes training.
You know, it's interesting.
Muscle training takes training.
Well, yes, and
takes a little bit of discipline.
Takes some time to do that, and that's laid out in the book, Bliss with All My Body. And so often when we experience those moments of happiness, we sort of think they're fleeting. And you're saying, no, you can capture that feeling and have it all the time, can't you?
Almost all the time. Yeah. I even had a good friend dying while I was writing this book. And I went to the funeral and I observed myself. I was sad with him, with his family, that he's not with us anymore. He was me at my age. And at the same time, I was blissful inside of me. And that's because I had been training for so long.
It got
these
you through,
two states went together.
Yes, it got you through that very difficult period at that loss. When you started writing the book, I mean, you were in a good place before you started writing the book. You poured so much of your heart and story into the book. How was that experience, the book, changed you and your life now? Was this, once again, something that positive for you as well, going back and sort of reliving the steps you took to get where you are today?
I'm much more aware because writing took me... I was like in a cave while I was writing this book for half a year. I wrote from morning to evening. And it took me to a state where I observed my feelings and emotion in detail. And I know myself much more now. I'm much more aware. And as I know myself, I'm much more aware of feelings and emotions of others. I can understand their reaction. I don't react on their reaction anymore. It's blissful. It's really blissful. It's blissful with my daughters. We have the same problems as any family. I have the same problems as any partner with my partner. My state is like at the ground of the ocean. Constant, calm happiness. And I'm not the waves. Yes. These are just little waves up there. But I'm the ocean. That's my state now.
Yeah, one of the areas that you address is talking about thoughts or feelings. What are more powerful, thoughts or feelings? And how do these impact our bodies?
The thoughts create feelings. We're not aware. We think we have feelings, they just come. That's not the case, never. First, we have a thought. It may be an unconscious one. If we observe our thoughts, we will see that they lead to the feelings. And if we sit on feelings for far too long, they get emotions. Many of us sit on emotions for half our life, I was sitting on grief because my ancestors had been sitting on grief.
Yes.
And I took this pattern as I had learned it. I'm not sitting on grief anymore. And it was a thought behind this. And it has a large impact on our body, because if we have a thought, it creates a feeling. The feeling is chemistry. Hormones in our body are, our body is constantly creating hormones, neurotransmitters inside of our body, and we take it for feelings. So our thoughts create all this. So be very aware of all your thoughts. This too takes discipline. I'm aware of that. But you will be able to change your thoughts and change your life.
I called it in the beginning a roadmap, and that's exactly what it is. It's a guide, Bliss with All My Body, the Bravura Piece of My Life by our guest on the program, Olea Monter. That's M-A-T-T-E-R. Book available at Amazon, Balboa Press as well, and I'll give you information on that at the end of the program. You can only count by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What is your most treasured emotion, would you say?
Gratitude.
Interesting.
It can be measured. Mm-hmm. It can be measured scientifically that people in gratitude have higher frequencies in their brain. These are the highest brain waves we can create, being in a state of gratitude. I keep, when I drive along, I keep being grateful for any driver showing me the way or crossing me, and I'm grateful for any flower I see. I'm grateful for people looking at me, people embracing one another. I always find something to be grateful. The sun shining on my skin, the wind on my cheeks, there's no end to be grateful.
And it cost nothing. It's so simple. And you open that window for us and show us. And if you just try that for 24 hours, I guarantee you, you will feel better about you. You'll feel better about your life. You'll feel better about the world around you. Boy, time is going by so quickly. And several more questions here. You talk about the mode of competition and the mode of peace. I love these concepts. Talk about those.
We've been living in the mode of competition for eons, because we had to survive. But now is the time where our world needs new solutions. And these new solutions only come in a mode of peace. We are co-creating in a mode of peace. In a mode of peace, a painter paints his painting. If you are in the shower, your best ideas appear, because you're in this mode of peace. That's where solutions come from.
The problem with that is you get these great ideas and things you want to jot down, and you're all wet and you can't do that. But other than that, if you can remember till you get out of the shower, it's great to go through that process. The book is Bliss with All My Body. You've got to come up with some type of like waterproof notepad that you can, I guess a tape recorder you could take with you carefully into the shower to capture those moments. But it is, because your mind, I find that as I'm out walking, your mind suddenly, it's not caught up on 29 different things when you're in the office or talking with someone. It's almost a blank, which my mind is frequently, and all of a sudden all these thoughts come to you. It's an excellent book, Bliss with All My Body. A couple minutes left in here. You talk about in the book, why is doing for you not as effective as seeing you? And I love this. Talk about that.
Doing for you is like this. I say, I do this for you, but I put myself on top of it, of you.
Yes.
And I ask at least that you are grateful for it. And just have a look what if this does with you, if I'm just seeing you.
It makes
where it, are you more at ease?
Yes, yes. It just, when you put it in those terms and with that example, it becomes crystal clear, as do all of these concepts that Alaya writes about in her book, Bliss with All My Body. If you could give one wish for the readers, people who are reading the book, Bliss with All My Body, what would that be?
I wish so much that all of you listening to us now are happy. I wish it so much. Let's just be happy for one moment all together.
See, it's not that hard if you concentrate on it, is it? And you think, and gratitude keeps coming back into mind, that all of a sudden we think, boy, the world's coming at us at 100 miles an hour. If you slow it down a little bit, put out that stop sign, and look around, there are a lot of things to have gratitude for. Yours is getting this book published. I know how excited you were with Hay House and with Balboa. Talk about where the book is available, because literally it is worldwide and touching lives worldwide.
Yeah, you get it on Amazon. It's best to look at alayamatter.com, where you can purchase the book, but also see this awesome video you talked about, and a weekly blog of mine. Let's get connected there. alayamatter.com.
Yes, a lot of great information there. Information, of course, on the book, but so much more, as she talked about. And the website, alayamatter.com, that's alayamatter.com. We make it easier for you. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to information on the book at Amazon and information on Alaya that she was talking about, the blog, all of the great information she has there by going to her website, alayamatter.com. That's M-A-T-T-E-R.com. All that's available on our website. Alaya, the time has gone quickly. A lot to be gratitude. We'll take that, move it to the forefront of our lives. You're living in the Swiss Alps, I understand. That's a lot to be grateful for. Yeah. I have this great romantic vision of what life is like there.
I'm very grateful.
Yes.
I'm so very grateful.
So, and coming to us via Skype from the Swiss Alps to be with us on the program today and talk about her book, Bliss with All My Body. Alaya, this has been fun. Time went by way too quickly. Thank you so much for doing this. Hopefully we can do it again. Direct people to your website to get more information, information on the book at Amazon. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. All the best to you.
Thank you.
To all of you.
Alaya Matter, our guest on the program. The book, Bliss with All My Body, The Bravura Piece of My Life. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.